From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday. He said on Twitter, "Such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will seek great support from the United States at the appropriate time." Iranian state television on Wednesday showed video of crowds waving Iranian flags and chanting in support of their supreme leader. Later in the day, Iran's Revolutionary Guards said the anti-government protests that have erupted over the past few days were at an end, but it is not clear if that's the case. Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed 5 men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali Service reporter Mohammed Olan Hassan reports.
The 5 men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
A local official told VOA's Somali Service that 500 people watched the executions. Ethiopia's prime minister announced Wednesday the release of political prisoners and the closure of a notorious detention center in what he called an effort to widen the democratic space for all. Ethiopia has been accused of human rights abuses, and including using mass arrests to stifle opposition and torturing prisoners in a detention center in the capital city of Addis Ababa. In a surprising move by the government, the prime minister told a press conference that charges will be dropped for prisoners awaiting trial. This is VOA News.